That is the day in 1994 that the St. Vincent and Grenadines Labour Party and the Movement for National Unity merged to form the Unity Labour Party. Of course, the St. Vincent and Grenadines Labour Party, the oldest political party in the country which had survived, was founded in 1955 under the late great Robert Milton Cato. And of course, the MNU was founded, Movement for National Unity, under my own leadership on October the 31st, 1982. But insofar as the both parties came together, it's 20 years ago, though the constituent parts have a much longer history. Thursday, the 16th of October, is also an important day personally in my political life, and that is the 46th anniversary of the day from which I marked my political activism formally. The people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines have invested greatly in me, and they have had lots of returns on their investment, and there is much more returns for them to get from their investment in me, and the investment returns have not yet been depleted, and most objective observers would say that the returns are still continuing at a fairly appreciable level. But those are questions which will no doubt arise when the issue of leadership becomes a central question in the election campaign, when I ask the people of this country to give the ULP and myself a fourth consecutive term.